Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 318 of the Keep Moving Forward podcast. That's right, episode 318 is being recorded on 318, March 18th, 2024. We are recording episode 318. The podcast will always be available to you at anchor.com/KMF podcast. All the old bonus episodes we did are over at patreon.com/KMF podcast. I say we like it's a whole big crew. It's me, the ones I did. But I say we, it sounds better. I think I said that last week too. Repetitive. It is what it is. Anyway, Built Bar. I got an email. They're going to have like a peanut butter chunk, marshmallow, gobbledygook, whatever it is. Sounds good. Peanut butter and marshmallow. I can get behind that. Check it out. BuiltBar.com. Use code WWBROPODCAST. I really know how to cut a commercial. I'll tell you that right now. Sail Away Coffee, the best tasting nitro brew out there. Check them out. SailAwayCoffee.com. Use code WWBRO10. You will save 10% off your order. I was actually talking to this guy on the way home from work today, my good buddy John Ziegler. He's got a comedy special out there called John Ziegler Getting My Affairs in Order. It's available on YouTube. Follow him on Instagram at John Ziegler Comedy. You want to see me do some comedy, and you're going to be in the Seaside Heights, New Jersey area. This Saturday, March 28th, I will be at the Ocean View Restaurant in Seaside Heights, New Jersey, with my buddy Ryan Marr, good friend Ryan Marr, and John Moses. DM me for ticket info, or you can go to the Ocean View Restaurant webpage and click the link and buy tickets there. Either way, come down, say hello, get some comedy in your face. That's right, doing a little comedy in your face. Seaside Heights, Jersey Shore. I actually like that area. I've been there before. I've had the tour of the Jersey Shore house. It's very small. Looks bigger on TV. I don't know if I'll go to that house. I might stay over. I'm toying with the idea of getting a room because my buddy, the comic buddy of mine, is going to be in the area that night, and I haven't seen him in years. And I would love to get to hang out with him for a little bit. But I don't also want to be driving home at 3 a.m. You know, getting home at like 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning is not ideal. So I'm toying with the idea of getting a room. If I get a room, though, I a certain hotel, I want the balcony room so I can have my cigars. But we'll see what happens. I'll make some calls and we'll figure something out. But yeah, I'm looking forward to this weekend doing some comedy. You know, last weekend was fun. Last week was pretty. You know, the week was the week. Work, ride share. One day I actually had some really good people in the car. But nothing out of the ordinary during the week. The weekend was really fun. I mean, like that song, everybody's working for the weekend. I never understood it until now. It's true. I mean, it's, you just want that weekend. You want to sleep, you want to do your stuff. So Saturday, what did I do Saturday? Well, I'll take it back. See, I got a haircut today on Monday. I got a haircut tonight, Monday night. First of all, let me tell you something. Getting a haircut is one of the best things in the world. I don't know how women feel about getting their hair cut or done, but I'm telling you, as a man, one of the best feelings in the world is getting your hair cut at the barbershop. Nothing makes me feel better. It's the top five things in this world. Getting a haircut is up there, top five. And I've been going to the same barbershop now for a while. I go to if you're on Long Island and you're looking for a really, really great barbershop, prices aren't crazy. You can go to the Speakeasy Barber, Wantagh, New York. It's on Wantagh Avenue. I go to Nicole. I've been going to Nicole for over like 8 years. I mean, I was going to her while she was at her other barbershop that she was at. And yeah, just get yourself a good haircut. I mean, it does. It makes you, it just peps you up a little bit. And I waited a while too. So I waited a week too long. And I knew I did. I'm like, oh, okay. I'll get it Friday. So Friday, my plan was to leave work and get a haircut. And that plan was working until I pulled up to the barbershop. And I mean, listen, I'm sorry if you have kids and this is your situation and this is what you go through every time. But I don't have kids. And I don't want to go through this every time. So right away, if your butt hurt that I'm going to say this, too bad. As a single man who lives alone, I enjoy certain things. One of them is getting a haircut without little kids at the barbershop. Or here's another thing. Again, if I'm sitting there getting a haircut, they walk in fine. If I pull up to the barbershop and like someone's there with their kids, because you know what the thing is now? They just don't wait for one barber. They occupy all the barbers. And the parents are like helicoptering now from kid to kid. And I've never seen somebody lose the ability to form a sentence and to speak as to when they're telling the barber how to cut their kid's hair. You just cut a little side, up, down, you know, that they forward, you know, how they like it. Just whatever. That's one thing my father never, ever told the barber how to cut our hair. We would go get haircuts, and I would tell the person how I wanted my hair cut. And they would turn back to my father, and they go, is that okay? And my father would say, it's his hair. If he wants to walk around looking like a moron, that's his problem. My father never interfered with hair because, you know, when he was in high school, he wanted long hair. He couldn't grow long hair. He grew an afro. And my grandfather, who was a barber, wanted to cut his hair every 2 weeks. It drove him crazy. Now, here I am. I'm his son, and I would love to get my hair cut every 2 weeks. Oh, I wish my grandfather was still alive just for that reason. He'd be 104. Not sure how steady his hand would be. But yeah, my grandfather was a barber, and that would have been an amazing thing, having my hair cut every 2 weeks. My grandpa died when I was 10, so I never got to really get haircuts by him. But, you know, I definitely would have taken one every 2 weeks. I would now, too, if it just gets a little pricey. So I try to stretch it to 3 weeks, maybe once a month. I waited a week too long with this one. So then my barbershop is closed on Saturdays. And so I knew Friday when I left, I'm like, okay, I can't, Friday's not going to happen. I'll go Sunday. I'm like, I'm going to go back and forth on days too with the talk about the weekend. So Sunday was St. Patrick's Day. And we'll go, I'm going to bounce back to it back and forth. But where I live, they do a huge St. Patrick's Day parade on the main street. My barbershop is on that street. But I figured I'll get up early. So I was meeting the boys for something else. And I'll get a haircut. By the time I got there, it was already like they closed it off. It was packed in. So I couldn't get a haircut Saturday. So that's how Monday happened. And when I go Monday, it's usually no one's there. There was somebody getting a haircut and a guy was ahead of me. So I waited like, you know, a haircut and a half. And then I was in the chair, and the result is, if you're watching on Spotify, the result is what you're seeing right here. Perfection. That's right. Now, listen, I am not a confident man, I would say. But what I am confident in, I very confident in my abilities in some things. Very confident in my ability as a comedian. Other aspects of my life. And then my hair looks good. My hair looks amazing. I'm very confident in my hair. You know, from the eyebrows down, it's downhill. This is my sweet spot. I've always had good hair. I've, you know, kind of made it my thing. You know, whatever. We could be vain about things. Me, it's my hair. I'm blessed with good genetics when it comes to hair. So anyway, so the weekends was that Saturday. I was excited. I ordered a new. I haven't sat in yet, but I ordered a new outdoor chair, a camping chair. It's one you bring outside and sit in. Folds up. But doing rideshare, people throw their bags in there, and it kind of broke my chair. So I got a new one. So I waited all that day for that to be delivered. It was really nice out on Saturday. It was in the 60s. The sun was out. Islanders had an afternoon game, so I went to my brother's house. Hopefully my dad wanted to sit out and have a cigar, watch some of the game. My brother and my sister-in-law were leaving to go to her brother's house. So me and my pop got to hang out all Saturday afternoon. It was awesome. We sat, we smoked cigars, we watched the Islanders. You know, my dad's not a big hockey fan, but, you know, he watched with me. We just talked about, like, you know, just pass and whatever, things were going on. It was nice, the one-on-one time with my pop, and on a nice day. And then the sun went away, you know, when it got to be about like 6 o'clock and it got cold. So I was getting a little hungry. My chair was delivered at the house. So I went to my house and I texted the guy that lives downstairs. I'm like, listen, don't even bother lugging that in. I'm going to throw it in my trunk. And that's what I did. I haven't unwrapped it yet. I can't wait to sit in this thing. They call it like a director's chair. And this, I mean, we know what podcast this is. You know, I'm not a small guy. You know, I buy big and tall things. So I bought this chair, and I shit you not. And maybe I'm gonna post it maybe on my Instagram. When it showed like the weight, like what it goes up to, I swear to God, the outline is a woman in a muumuu. It looked like my grandmother wearing a muumuu. To show that this handles this weight capacity. I'm like, wow, that is really, and you can see like the dress, like, you know, it's just funny. I got to post it. Like, yes, look, this your grandmother in a muumuu can handle this chair. So can you. I can't wait to test this bad boy out. It's got a side table that flips up with a drink holder. Put my cigars on it. Little snackies. Cause at lunch I like to sit outside and have a cigar when the weather's nice. I'm gonna be living in this chair. It's awesome. So that was done. I headed up to the cigar lounge, hung out with my friends. And I didn't plan on being there this late. We actually, the Knicks were on the West Coast. So we actually stayed and watched the end of the game. And then we were just like BS and telling stories that I can't tell on this podcast. If I had another comedy podcast, I would tell it. But I can't tell the stories here. We were going back and forth with stories from our 20s. And it was like 1 o'clock. I'm like, I gotta go home, because on Sunday, St. Patrick's Day, I don't celebrate St. Patrick's Day. I'm more of a St. Joseph's Day kind of guy, if you know what I mean. But there was a lot going on St. Patrick's Day. The Islanders had a 1 o'clock game against the Rangers. Me and the boys had decided we're gonna meet at the cigar lounge My buddy Mike was picking up breakfast from Finn's, my brother's deli, because he gets up earlier than me. And we were going to meet at the lounge, and then we're going to watch the game. I'm really, they're mostly Ranger fans. And here's the thing. I thought was funny. As an adult, I'm almost 45 years old. I had to set my alarm to make sure I was up to get to someplace at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. If that just kind of tells you the no life responsibilities, no kids, no wife, no girlfriend, no nothing. Sleeping in on a Sunday, I had to set an alarm to make sure that I got to the lounge by 1 o'clock. And I got there earlier. I got there about 11 because I wanted to have breakfast. I got there about 11. And so my friend Mike got there too about that time. So we had our sandwiches and watched the pregame, watched the game. Islanders got, I got their butts kicked. But it was still fun. It was a fun Sunday. And then afterwards, I was heading over to my brother's house. My sister-in-law, she cooked up a little St. Patrick's Day dinner, corned beef, cabbage, Irish soda bread. I love Irish soda bread. And I love corned beef. I'm not crazy about cabbage. Food was great. My brother had so many people over, all of his friends. They were at the parade. They came by afterwards, and it was just a great time. I hung out there to about 9 o'clock at night, came home, and then just, was hanging out. I tried watching the new Curb Your Enthusiasm, and I fell asleep during it, but, I'll watch it now. I can't wait for this recording to end. And this is my favorite part of Mondays. I'll upload the show and then I'll just crawl into bed with the covers, get all warm and just watch wrestling. And I'll watch Curb Your Enthusiasm and then I'll put wrestling on. That's my Monday night. I love it. But it was a great weekend. And you didn't want it to end. I wish it didn't end. I really had a good time. Kids were running around playing with their friends. We were just laughing, having fun, having a good time. St. Patrick's Day is not my favorite day. Although it's always a reminder, and maybe I've told this story on the podcast before, I posted about it on my Instagram. St. Patrick's Day 2012, my buddy Dan Barry was wrestling, and Rowdy Piper was at the event. And as I'm online to meet Roddy Piper, who I met once before at Monster Mania, somebody who's handling the line or helping out, I see him whisper something into Rowdy's ear and they pull me to the side. And Rowdy, says to me, goes, "Hey, you're a comedian." And I go, "Yeah, I'm doing comedy a couple of years now." And Roddy Piper, and here's the thing, when you're a kid and you get into wrestling, those wrestlers are larger than life. They're bigger than life. It's not the same when you watch as an adult and you start following these guys. When you're a kid, especially when you grew up in the 80s and you watch guys like Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant and Rowdy Piper, Iron Sheik, Junkyard Dog, you watch these guys, they were just bigger than life itself. And Roddy Piper was one of my all-time favorite wrestlers. The guy could talk on a microphone. He could wrestle. He can work in the ring. He was one of the best bad guys of all time. He was the best, one of the best. And now he's pulled me to the side and he's asking me questions about comedy and he's picking my brain a little bit. I don't know why he's doing it. But you know what? I'm taking the opportunity to spend a couple extra minutes talking to Piper. I'll do it. And I never knew this until he passed away. And I listened to Bruce Prichard, his podcast, Something to Wrestle. He talked about Rowdy getting into stand-up comedy about that time. Now, in no way shape, or form do I believe I had any influence on Roddy Piper doing stand-up comedy or anything he did. It was just a cool moment that somebody that I idolized, that I grew up watching, was now asking me and interested in something that I did. It was a cool moment. You know, you have, I have a lot of these moments in comedy that it's surreal. It's almost surreal. And this is one of them. And like I said, I'm not famous. I'm not a millionaire. I've never been on like TV. I'm not in movies, but Roddy Piper pulled me aside and picked my brain about comedy for a couple minutes. That's something that'll always be there. And I got that memory and I got the picture and it'll never leave. And yeah, he was great. He got in the ring, he did Piper's Pit, and he's the absolute best. If you never heard of Roddy Piper, Google him, go on YouTube, watch some of his old stuff. He was good. He was better than good. He was awesome. Absolutely amazing. So, you know, on a day that I don't really particularly care for, it's cool to have that memory. Like I said before, I'm more of a St. Joseph's Day guy. And tomorrow is St. Joseph's Day, the Feast of St. Joseph. My grandmother every year would make the St. Joseph's Day macaroni. I have a joke about that, too. I can't tell it here. So this other podcast has got to happen. I can tell the backs, you know, the other jokes and stuff. But anyway, the pastries are amazing. The Zeppelis, the Sfrigadelle, the Sfringi, whatever. I can't say it. I watched the video 100 times to see if I can say it properly. I probably just messed it up. I like the one with the cannoli cream. I just remember my grandmother always was making the St. Joseph's Day macaroni, and we ate the pastries. And every year I get to pick up a couple of pastries. Tomorrow I'll do the same thing. And you know, it's an Italian holiday, and I am somebody who's very proud to be Italian. You know, it's a big part of who I am. I'm not like, you know, I wouldn't say I'm like one of these guys, like, oh, it's over here, I'm Italian. Oh, Italians only do this and Italians only do that. You know, I'm not a Italian comic in the sense where I talk about plastic on your mother's furniture and sauce or gravy and do the same three jokes that 800 other comics do over and over again. But I am just very proud of my heritage. I'm proud of my traditions. I'm proud of the way I was brought up. And being Italian, it means a lot to me. So I do try to celebrate the holidays, you know, the best way I can. And tomorrow is St. Joseph's Day. And yeah, those pastries are delicious. I mean, my favorite pastry besides cannoli, because you know, cannoli is the best. It's the goat. I like the Sfrigadelle. If you never had Sfrigadelle before, it's awesome. It's a very hard, flaky crust on the outside. It's very moist and soft on the inside. Goes great with coffee. I'll definitely pick up some of those. I'll bring them down to the lounge tomorrow night. And we'll also have some cigars and some Sfrigadelle and some there's the Sfringi and I'm saying it wrong. I know I am. Zeppelis. I watched 20 videos trying to say it right. I can never get it right every year. Some things you just can't say. That'll be St. Patrick. That'll be St. Joseph's Day. I don't drink. You know, I was gonna actually do rideshare St. Patrick's Day Eve. And even St. Patrick's Day, I was thinking of doing it. And I'm glad I didn't. I probably would have made some money, but it was just such amateur hour driving around and seeing people on the streets. Like when I drove home last night, so the parade started in the afternoon, about 1-2 o'clock. And it was after 9 o'clock. I'm driving home and people are still just wandering the streets. And I'm like, and they could tell they're hammered. They're like falling over themselves. I'm like, this would have been a nightmare. This is amateur hour. So I'm glad I didn't do that. No one threw up in the Rock Creek. So that's safe. But so this week coming up, just, you know, I wish, you know, one of these weeks I'll come on here. I'll have an update about a wellness journey update. We'll get into that another time. I don't want to talk about it right now. Excuse me. I know. I feel like I've been coughing since November. If it's not, I've been sick. My allergies hit hard. Last week, as soon as the weather got, as soon as the first nice day, my seasonal allergy showed up. So I've been dealing with that post nasal drip. I'm sick and this and that. I'm done. I'm done with all of it. Being sick and allergies and everything. I'm just done. Anyway, get off topic. Talking about this week coming up. So I have the show Saturday and that's it, you know. Work. Well, me time. And that's it. And we're back here next Monday and we'll talk about the show and how it went. And hopefully I'm not telling you that I got booed off stage and that everything went good. So I want to thank everybody who joined us here for episode 318, recorded on 318. Could never do that in a million years if I tried. Show is always available at anchor.fm/KMF podcast. Also available on iTunes and Spotify. 5-star rate and review wherever you get your podcast. It's available on all podcast platforms. We are played in and out each week by Hollow and their single Something to Believe. My best friend Nick wrote this song. It's available on iTunes for download. While you're there, check out his new band Demon Scar, dropping music like crazy. Give him a listen. Go to demonscar.bandcamp.com. Long Island, only one place to go for your deli needs. That's Finn's Deli, 4646 Merrick Road in Massapequa. Tell my brother Mike you heard the plug on the show, and then get yourself an Uncle Cheese, the best sandwich out there. Not because it's named after me. It really is that good. Finn'sDeli.com. Once again, thank you so much to everybody who joined us here. Everybody listening at home on your podcast, listening devices. This has been episode 318. Have an awesome week. I will talk to you later.